Let our praises remind all the darkness of how great and how mighty our God is. For the battle belongs to the Lord and no one else. We are standing in holy defiance. We're declaring aloud in the silence that the battle belongs to the Lord and no one else, no one else. We'll sing hallelujah for all hell to hear. Shout out Hosanna above every fear. Strongholds will crumble like castles of sand. We are marching on. We're marching on. Unstoppable kingdom advances as we take back the ground from the darkness. The battle belongs to the Lord and no one else. You're the banner we raise in the chaos. No, the gates of hell won't stand against us. The battle belongs to the Lord and no. The troubles, the trials, the shadows, the sorrows, the long nights, the hard fight. We are the prophets, the voice in the darkness, declaring the battle is yours. We'll sing hallelujah for all hell to hear. Shout out Hosanna above every fear. Strongholds will crumble like castles of sand.
Finds my faith. You're the fool. God isn't finished yet. If he did it before, he can do it again. So I'll trust him with what comes next. 'Cause my hindsight says I can count on this. My God isn't finished yet.
Exciting day. We have a lot to talk about and to celebrate. So let's kind of think of this day as a prep rally. But first, let's ask God to speak to us today and pray. Dear God, thank you for today, Lord. Thank you that we get to celebrate you during this time. I just pray that we would just worship you and just celebrate you to the fullest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So, in the Big God story, we've heard some parables over the last several weeks that Jesus shared with his disciples and with the crowds and Pharisees that followed him. All of those parables were designed to help people learn about who God is and what the kingdom is like. Jesus wanted people to know the good news that God is love, that God redeems, that God forgives, that he's gracious. But Jesus didn't just preach good news. He is the good news.
Yeah. So all of us have been separated from God because of sin. We've all chosen to disobey God. None of us are perfect. That is why Jesus is the good news. We're not perfect, but Jesus is. We can't fix the sin that is broken, but Jesus already has. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Then 3 days later, God raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus showed the world that he is God by coming back to life. Jesus appeared to his followers and his friends so they would know that he had risen from the dead. It says in Matthew 28:16-17, then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some of them doubted.
Yeah, during the time that Jesus appeared to the people and showed them that he had risen from the dead, Jesus sent word for all the disciples to meet him on the mountain in Galilee. When the disciples saw Jesus, they had a lot of different reactions. What do you think you would do if someone you knew had died and then you saw him standing in front of you and they were alive? Well, some of the disciples, they worshiped Jesus, but others had a hard time believing that this was all really happening. Jesus, their dear friend and their teacher, he was dead and then he was alive. That's a lot to think about.
Yeah, it is. So Jesus knew it was almost time for him to go back to heaven to be with his Father, but the disciples still had a big job to do. Jesus had taught the disciples so much during his time on earth, and he had one last thing to share with them. In Matthew 28, verses 18, it says, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all the authority in heaven and earth. First of all, Jesus reminded the disciples that he was all power and all control over heaven and earth. So no job is too big for him. He is God.
Then Jesus continued with several other instructions. Let's keep reading in Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. He said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all my commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus told his disciples to go and make more disciples. Jesus wants people everywhere to know the good news that he died for them and they can be saved. Jesus wants everyone near and far, in cities, in the countries, in the jungles, in the deserts, in the cold places where it's hot. He wants them all to know the good news.
So now this would be a pretty lame prep rally if we didn't have some cheers.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a cheer for you guys.
We're gonna need these.
But I need you guys to help me out. So if you guys could say it after me, that would be great. Are you ready? Okay. Go, go, make disciples go. Go, go, make disciples go. Go, go, and go. Go, go, and go. Go, go, and go. Go, go, and go. Awesome job. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, let's try another one. Because Jesus had more to tell the disciples about their big job, right? He told them that as they went out and made other disciples, that they should also baptize them, right? And baptism is a way for people to show everyone around them that they're a follower of Jesus, that they trust him, and that he's their savior. The Bible describes it as starting a new life. So Jesus told his disciples to baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to show them how to be his disciples. So we have another cheer. All right. Are we ready? Okay, I think we need some clapping.
Okay.
B, 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 A, P, B, A, P, B, A, P, T, I, Z, E, B, A, P, T, I, Z, E. That's baptized!
Baptized!
Nice.
Good, I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jesus also told the disciples to teach people to obey his commands, because part of being a disciple is learning to live God's way, the best way. The Bible has a lot to teach us about God's ways and commandments. One time, the religious leaders tried to trick Jesus and ask him what he thought was the most important command. In Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39, Jesus told them, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself."
All right.
I have one last cheer for you guys.
Should we do this one together?
Yeah, let's do it together.
Okay.
Ready? Teach it up, teach it up, way up. Teach it up, teach it up, way up. Teach it up, teach it up, way up. Oh, that was good.
That was good. The best way to live is to love God and to love others. And that is what being a disciple of Jesus is all about. It isn't always easy to follow Jesus and obey his commands, but he helps us. That's what Jesus promised, that we don't have to do it on our own. Jesus promised his disciples that he would be with them always. And the same is true for us. Jesus gives us his Holy Spirit to help us follow him.
Jesus is the good news, and Jesus is the promised Savior. He is our Redeemer. And do you know that because the disciples did as Jesus told them and shared the good news that with people near and far, you and I have the chance to know the good news too? The disciples told people, and those people told people, and those people told people, and those people told people. And over thousands of years and millions of miles, the good news of Jesus came to us here, in this place, on this day. God taught us so much about himself. God loves us so much that he sent his one and only son to die for us and so that we might have life. Someone shared the good news with us, and now we get to share it with others.
That's right. Another way the Bible talks about the good news of Jesus is by describing it as a glad tiding or a good announcement. In a sad world that's broken and hurting, Jesus is a glad tiding. In a world that can sometimes feel like it's full of only bad things, Jesus is a good announcement. So what does this good news mean to you? Take a minute and think about how Jesus is good to you and tell God what you're thinking.
Yeah, God loves to hear your prayers. And as we continue to look to Jesus, let's worship him by singing and dancing together. While we sing and dance, you can think about how Jesus is the good news and what that means to you. Sing, dance, or think about your praises or prayers as this song plays.
Love has come. Love has come. us now. No one can keep us down. We found our voice again. No need for fear and shame. There's power in His name. Come on, let freedom reign. Let it be known that our God saves, our God reigns. We lift You up. Let it be known that love has come, love has won. We lift You up.
Your name up higher and higher. We lift Your name up. We shout Your name out louder and louder. We shout it out now. We lift Your name up higher and higher. We lift Your name up. Shout Your name.
Shout it, go on and scream it from the mountains. Go on and tell it to the masses that He is God. Shout it, go on. Scream it from the mountains. Go on and tell it to the masses that He is God. Shout it. Go on and scream it from the mountains. Tell it to the masses that He is God. Shout it, go on and scream it from the mountains. Go on and tell it to the masses.
What an awesome celebration today that Jesus is the good news. Let's finish with our blessing. Go ahead and hold out your hands as a posture to receive. May you celebrate that Jesus is the good news, and may you share his love with others.